Blog Talk Radio.
Last month, past year.
I think we can, the criminal justice system is fairly well adjusted and set up for adults, for them to go and pay restitution to society. But one of the most concerning things is when the young people are there. The question becomes, what can we do about this? More specifically, to me, Doctor, what do you do about it? Well, as in the previous shows, I want to direct you to the website, because I put these things together for the voters to be informed and educated about what we can do. But it's important that I have your voter support, so as a council person, council large member, I can advocate on your behalf for these things. All right? Now, I'm going to just give a few things, but the phone lines are open. This is your time. Call in. Don't hesitate to give us a call and share with me your thoughts, your questions, and your ideas. 657-383-0944. Be happy to entertain those things. But as I said, I'm going to take a minute to talk about proactive crime intervention in Nashville. All right? Now, let's go to the website, because when we finish here tonight, I want you to be comfortable finding that information. As you can see behind me on the sign, the website is constituentadvocacy.com, constituentadvocacy.com, all right? You're going there, and when you get there, we've taken the time to cut the chase for you. You just heard the infamous Thelonious Monk, pianist, jazz pianist, playing straight, no chasing. I want you to go straight to it, all right? There's a tab that says Additional Resources. When you click on it, it'll take you to a page that has to your left several different PowerPoint presentations associated with our top three priorities as a council person. We talked about education last week. Tonight, we're talking about crime. So I encourage you and invite you to scroll down and look at the one that deals with crime. Don't expect you necessarily to do that right now. I'm here for us to talk after the show tonight. Feel free to go there. Open it up. Click on it. Just to let you know what you're seeing on the rest of the page. These are previous Facebook posts, shows, live stream. And if you want to, you can go back. If you missed the other three, the first three, you can go back and listen to them in their entirety. They're mostly about 45 minutes or so. All right? You'll have to open it up in your Facebook, though. But once you click on the image there, it'll take you straight to that particular live stream show. And then I have down at the very bottom the Metro Charter. I was in conversation with some people. They asked, well, you're not an attorney, and how would you know? How do you know how to run the city? Well, how anyone would know is the Metro Charter. That's the constitution for the city of Nashville, Davidson County. Tennessee Code annotates governs the state of Tennessee, and the United States Constitution governs the United States of America. Simply, if you follow that, you can't go wrong. All right? So I've taken my time to study it and to ask myself, how can we best use this to advocate on behalf of you, citizens, constituents? All right? That's my rule, and that's my guide. When we work together, that is the basis by which we will work, and we will keep ourselves in those confines circumscribed to the guidelines of our charter. If we decide that we need to change it, I'll be happy to entertain the formation of such a bill and or resolution that makes best of that living, working document that governs our city and our county. All right? That being said, thank you so much. And so what we want to do here is to let me go ahead and we're at the website, constituentadvocacy.com, and you have opened up the page, the additional resources, and you're going to go back later and look at that. I'm just going to, just for about a few minutes, I'm going to go here and describe what's in there, all right? Just a brief introduction to it. And I want to come right back to phone conversation, okay? 357-330-9444. That allows you to talk to me right here and right now. Now, there's a number you can reach me off the air, and that's in the website as well. All right, 615-498-4669. Don't want to confuse you with that tonight. So the number to call here right now is 657-383-0944. That's the studio. All right? And you can post your question or comments right here on Facebook if you're following us on live stream. All right. So much for that. Let's not kick that horse no more. It's dead. All right? So we're talking about public safety now in general. And as I said to you, my primary focus is on intervention that might lead to some prevention, specifically our young people who get caught up. Now, in 2015, you may know, maybe you don't, but I ran for office for Council District 1. And while running, I proffered a proposal for Judge Sheila Calloway of the Davidson County Juvenile Court based on my work through my nonprofit Building Families and Communities Missions Incorporated. And because she was aggressively trying to change the manner in which the juvenile court addressed issues with wayward young people, I thought that was very important as an educator myself. I understood the correlation between school dropout, social breakdown in the family and so forth, and these incidents of children that are being presented to the courts. So we proffer a therapeutic approach to assuring restorative justice in Davis County for young people, not just merely punitive. Naturally, if there are serious cases where life is lost and things of that nature, the courts have to act accordingly, no way around that. We talk about that basic social contract between citizens and governments. But we looked at how we can be therapeutic. Now, since she's tried this over the last 4 years, she's hit some stumbling blocks and some slip spots. And I think that's largely because many residents and neighborhoods and others didn't fully understand what her vision was and how they can be an integral part of doing that. No matter what they come up with the courts, they can't control what goes on in our home, in our house. So we devised a plan by which we can engage parents and empower the parents of these young people caught up to change the trajectory of their lives. We had a conference, and she came and participated and graciously gave us a letter of support then. But the catch was is that we came up with what's called the restorative justice model, juvenile court and nonprofit collaborative. This thing can still happen. It kind of lays out what the guidelines and protocol for productive outcomes would be for nonprofit engagement and so forth and so on. There are various groups out there that are doing things. Don't want to take away from that. We certainly want to collaborate with them. However, this is very specific to parent engagement and empowerment, okay? And so if you take the time to look through it, I won't go through all of it, basically. This was a model, again, started by my nonprofit. We offer it today as the basis of a resolution in the council that simply says, as a city, we're going to work to put together a model, citywide, countywide model, that will empower all of our parents, particularly those that are most in need of it, to be able to bring their children in, keep them safe from the unfortunate incidents of engaging with the criminal justice system through the juvenile courts. Hence, this is one of our three top primary goals and initiative as a council person to do so. Now, what is that going to take, Doctor? That's going to not only take me to negotiate and advocate in the council with the other 39 elected individuals, 35 of which represent each of the respective council districts, and the other four, the other council large people. But it's going to take you as well to work with me and those individuals. So my intention is not to try to come and take over what happens in a particular council district, the respective voting precinct, but to work directly with that council person and the residents of that precinct, that council district, come up with the best model to ultimately reach a common aim for all of our residents. If things were good, friends, we wouldn't be here now. But unfortunately, we are, and now we must appropriately act to address those things. Okay? Now, so that's it basically, and while I wait your call, 657-383-0944, happy to entertain your question or comment. Let me just kind of review some of what we covered last time. This is just, that's our basic topic. What is proactive crime and intervention in Nashville? But the floor is open for you to pose whatever questions you want for me. There's no question too hard. Whatever your question is, I'm happy to do my very best to answer that. Okay? If I can't give you an answer tonight, I promise you I'll go back, study the matter, and we'll bring you an answer next Friday, because every Friday we're having live podcast discussions with 2019 Council-at-Large candidate, Ruben Dockery. All right? So you know that on this past week, we talked specifically how parents can get the most out of our schools. And this is related to parent empowerment in terms of redirecting and addressing the issues with crime, particularly for our youth in Nashville. That is me as a long-term resident here. I see so many young people caught up in some of the things that they're doing. It didn't used to be that way. I've been here long enough to know that that was not the case. Something, though, happened. Dr. King said best. I'm paraphrasing. When a man feels as though, or woman, their voice, their interests, their concerns are not heard, they're prone to respond with violence. Unfortunately, we have young people, teenagers, who for whatever reason, there has been major challenges in their lives, such that they don't do well in school and they're prone to drop out. They are encouraged to seek fellowship with gangs or to involve themselves in inappropriate criminal-type activities. You come up with a whole lot of reasons. You got different programs out there that say they address that. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, too many of them are still caught up. And the question is, what can the grown folks, the parents, see, what they going to do about it? What is it that we can expect from our elected officials? I've always said that politics starts in your backyard. Yeah, yeah. That's where your first focus should be, is on what's going on in your backyard first. Because you can't control, no matter how upset or frustrated you are with national issues, with president, senator, you can't control those things in D.C. And we have less control of what goes on in the state of Tennessee. That election has been settled already. We're going to have to live with those elected officials, for better or for worse. Okay? However, we have an opportunity, I mean, this August 1st, to place Ruben Dockery as an advocate for you in the Metro Council. I humbly and respectfully ask for your vote. I don't do so, though, without you expecting something from me. I think that's fully acceptable and reasonable for you to have expectations. I don't get to go and say, well, I'm just one vote. Ain't much I can do by myself. Well, that's not what you sent me there for, to make it feel. You sent me there to work, to advocate, and to fight on your behalf. And that's what I am prepared and intend to do with your vote. With your vote. You get to pick five. You get to pick five. You get five choices for councilman law. Now, I don't want to sound like the songwriter, but I don't care what you do with the other four. I don't care what you do for them. Just vote for Reuben Doctor. Make that your first choice. All right. So we talked about last week parents getting the most out of the school system. And as I said to you earlier, you can go back to that page, additional resource page, and you'll be able to catch last week's the 7th broadcast, okay, and listen to the whole thing. Give me a call at the number in the web page. Shoot me an email. I'm open and I'm flexible, okay? Our campaign schedule is pretty busy. We're going to other places and neighborhood associations. I'll be presenting in District 1, and I'll be going to Belle Meade and to Bellevue. In the coming weeks, months. And we'll be at several different venues. In fact, I'll give you that schedule in just a second. I still await your call right here. You still got a little time. Give me a call. Give me a call. 657-383-0944. Clyde, no big deal. You don't even have to tell me your name. All I ask, just tell me what part of town you're calling from. You don't have to give your name. We won't put you on blast like that. Nonetheless, so there is a opportunity for us to engage and to speak. By way of announcement, I will be holding several meet-and-greet sessions during the early voting cycle, beginning on Saturday the 13th, and then we'll have one on Saturday the 20th, and one on Saturday the 27th, okay? And I'll be making those announcements. Want you to come see me. Went out and see me, okay? I need your help, though. I need you to go to our website, constituentsadvocacy.com. One of the first things you'll see on the home page and on every other subsequent page, at the very top, in the right-hand corner, the tab that says online giving. I need you to make your contribution there. What that does is it helps me to get the word out to our voters. Okay? There are over 300,000 voters in Davidson County. And we certainly want to reach everybody that we can. I don't know realistically that we'll be able to reach all of those, but with your help, we'll reach the necessary number to represent you in the next city council. All right? So give. Make your contribution. It's not tax deductible because my campaign is not a 504 political action committee or PAC that will qualify as that nonprofit and get you a deduction. So this is from the goodness of your heart, assisting me, though, to be able to go and represent all of Nashville City Council. All right? Okay. Let's see. Do we have any time? Not yet. But you still have time. You may call here at 657-383-0944. What I'm going to do right quickly is just run through our schedule. If you want to meet me at any of these events, feel free to do so. All right? And basically what that schedule includes, now we've met these things we've done already. So on the 25th, that was scheduled to be a Young Democrats candidate forum. It has been rescheduled to July the 9th. However, on that same night, the 25th, the mayor's the major candidates for the mayor's race will be holding a forum at, I believe it is Belmont College, Elmont College. I believe I'm saying that's correct. 7 o'clock, and I don't have all of those particulars, but you can feel free to look that up. And in fact, let's see, I may have it here on my notes, but you can feel free to check into that and consider going to that. We'll try to come back to that. All right. But on July the 10th, you can meet me at Vanderbilt University in the Recreational Wellness Center from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. We will be there at the end of the regular picnic called Meet the Candidate Picnic. An opportunity, we'll have a table set up there, opportunity for you to come and converse with us and talk. And, you know, we can share. What we're doing tonight is educating you about what you can expect from Reuben Blackman. That's what tonight is all about. Okay? But certainly there have been opportunities. If you've never seen him, who is this fat-head, good-looking guy? Well, you get a chance to meet him. I love to engage our voters and again, transparency is good for the soul. Good for the soul. Okay? Somebody may ask, well, what do you stand for, Doctor? Who are you? What are you about? My platform, as I was telling you earlier, that's what our topic thread was. One of our three top priorities. But you can go to the campaign website as well, and there you'll find a tab that says the candidate's platform. You can read it. Then go to the additional resource page and see the PowerPoint presentations dealing with education, dealing with economic empowerment. We're going to talk about that next week, as well as public safety. All right, and as I just alluded to or shared with you earlier, my view is that the earlier we can catch young people intervene in the chances of them engaging in criminal activity and being preventive as well, the better. How we grow in the city. Children are our future, and I realize that everybody's children are not guilty of what I'm talking about. However, those who are challenged by those difficulties, I believe you would agree with me that it's worth us as a city putting our arms around their parents and them. Not excluding their parents, but empowering their parents to do better, to improve. Working with our juvenile courts, juvenile and family courts to do so. And that's my focus, primary focus. You can go to the website and look under the Canvas platform there. Well, where did Doctor come from? Where you come from? Well, you can click on the tab that says Meet the Candidate. There you will find an image of me and underneath that, there is a description of me as the constituent advocate campaign candidate, because that's what my whole campaign is about, constituent advocacy. All right? We've been voting a long time. I say we because I've been a part of it. But we have not gotten what we would justly do to meet that social contract that I talked about on first week. Go back and check it out, right? We haven't gotten it. So the question is, how do we get those things? How do we get the most out of our government without being taxed like crazy? That's part of what we will do as council people, is to be good stewards of the funds that you, the people, give us to run our city, our county. That's part of it. And my promise to you is that I'll keep you informed as much as reasonably possible. Again, not wanting to get in the way of your regular council person in your respective council district, wherever you live, but to work with them very closely to make sure that you stay informed. You can always reach me. I'm going to always be your advocate. As long as I'm in office, I'll be your advocate. You can reach me. Okay? And so, having said that, that's where you can go and find out the fact that we've been here 32 years, married and started a family, have two grown children who grew up here in Nashville as natives of Nashville. Nashville, although my wife and I are from I'm from Chicago originally, my wife from St. Louis. We did both our FIST graduates, and she went on to Vanderbilt, and I went to Tribeca and to Walden University to further our studies. You can find that information there. Done quite a few things over the years. been a little busy. You may know that I ran for state senate just this past November 2018. We respect our senator, Senator Gilmore. You know, I've said then, I continue to say, you deserve the best. You don't have to settle for less. Okay? In 15, as I said earlier, I ran for candidate for council district 1, where we used to live. We recently relocated from there. And subsequently in 2016, there was a special election due to circumstances. It's been a tumultuous 4 years. Okay? There was a special election in our council district, and I ran again unsuccessfully. But in 2014, I was a write-in candidate. So you can see that in 2008, Mayor Dean had me on his education task force, and the issue in the interest of reforming our public education, I proffered a charter school model that we presented to the school board and the state, identified what has been identified for some time as a service provider for the juvenile court, and I think I told you about our latest proposal we made to Judge Green. I worked with the Boy Scouts of Middle Tennessee, Middle Tennessee Council, a former executive representative and assistant scout leader for my son's act. Longtime community advocate. There we go. Here in Nashville, a member of the Prince Hall Masonic Affiliation Association. Served in various positions there, but you can find that information. You go there and you can register with the campaign and talk to us. Get back with us. Okay. So, we're 32 minutes in, and we scheduled about a 45-minute thing. Give me a call here within the next few minutes, and let me answer any questions you might have. Maybe you don't have any questions. Maybe you just want to go to the website and constituent advocacy. Maybe that's what you want to do, and you want to look for yourself. You don't need to hear from me. That's fine. I encourage you again to go to our website, constituentadvocacy.com, and check us out. Check us out. All the information is there. What we're talking about tonight is there. Things that we plan to do over the next 4 years, they're there. Now, next week, we're going to have a really interesting conversation, but I intend to really go into my plan. I shared this in 2018. I have a plan to start at least 250 new businesses over the next 4 years, about 60 businesses a year. You may ask, well, how are you going to do that, Doctor? With the right legislation, with the right negotiation, with the right outreach, it can happen. Well, who best serves that? You're someone who didn't do well in high school. You dropped out. Perhaps you got caught up in the criminal justice system, done some time, coming back, want to reenter society. Maybe you're just an upright person who wants to start your own business. But did you too? Right? There are some federal, state, and potentially local opportunities for individuals to become entrepreneurs and to control their economic viability and position in life. Is this just for African Americans? Absolutely not. White, Hispanic, whomever. What we want to do is to proffer the right opportunities and to build the platform such that that can happen. That ties right into the economic growth of Nashville. I'm not against growth. I'm not against business development. Not at all. That's what the city needs to thrive and to continue. I do have a problem, however, when certain individuals are left out, whether that's intentional or not. And that's what we're advocating on their behalf as well. Okay? I heard from various neighborhoods, particularly out in the Donaldson and Hermitage area, that certain things they don't want. They don't want it, they'll push it on them. Right? But here's the catch. When you make a move in one area and you force a population of people out of there, where are they going to go? And when there becomes a need to provide additional housing for them, so developers are seeking to put it somewhere, where are they going to go? Now, it's my understanding that the council put a freeze on tax increment financing, which are incentives for developers, until after this election and the next council spell. That's the perfect opportunity for us to reset things to make sure that we're not harming any of our citizens. Okay? But that we're being fair and equitable across the board. If development is coming, okay. Reasonably, we should expect to be able to have some business opportunities to come from there or some job opportunities. Right? I'm in conversation with various groups, several unions and things of that nature, and rightfully so. They're looking out for the interests of their membership. But you need somebody, i.e. Reuben Dockery, to be in the council to advocate on your behalf. That's really what it's all about. Okay? So here we are. We are at 36 minutes in now. And I haven't gotten a call from you. That's okay. I'll go over a few more things, and if you want to give me a call right now, pick your phone up. Dial 657-383-0944. If for any reason you missed it tonight, that's okay. Catch me next weekend. Catch me next weekend. We'll do a little bit better about trying to get the word out to you ahead of time. Prompt you so you can prepare yourself. I know Friday night, folks just getting off, they're tired and they're ready to go chill. Maybe they want to go out and enjoy the city. I understand. But I believe that there are some people who are concerned about our future in Nashville and they want to know about who's going to represent them. That's why we're having this session. If you tell me, Dockery, I want to schedule this for a different time, we can certainly consider that. If you have a specific group and you're in a certain area of the town, certain neighborhood, and you want to have a dialogue with your residents there, happy to do that. Let me know. We can make it happen. Ain't no big thing. Excuse my name. Street vernacular here. No big deal. We can make it happen, though. This is about you. It's really what this is about, is reaching out to you. So I suspect that you're watching this live stream here. Somebody is. You probably are saying to yourself, I want to call, but okay, probably hold it against you. You don't have to call on the air. Give me a call. You can find us on the website. Let me see. What page is that? What page is that, Doctor, if I want to call you on the website? Go on to more and click join the campaign. You done that? All right, good. And at the very bottom, you'll see that there's a phone number there for you to call me. That number, I will put another number there, but that campaign number, and it's usually open between business hours, 8 to 5. And, but you can call it at 615-478-4233 is the campaign office number. But you can call me directly, 615-498-4669. And if you want to call off air, 615-498-4669. I'd be happy to take your call, answer your questions, and bring me to your neighborhood. If you want to set something up at your house, don't have to be nothing big. Some of your neighbors want to have an opportunity to have a conversation, I'd be happy to come to you. Give me a call. Shoot me an email. You see the email there as well. Dockery, the number 4, petrolcouncil@gmail.com. Okay, that's what we're here for. I am here for you. All right? Believe that. Believe that. Don't take that lightly. I'm here for you. And check this out. Share this live stream. If you're watching the live stream, share with your neighbors in your neighborhood, your council district, and let them know that in the Big Five choice for council at large, they should make Reuben Dockery their very first vote. Look for Reuben Dockery. You 15 names on the ballot. Only one of them going to give you what I'm offering you. That's Reuben Dockery. With all due respect to my opponents, I'm sure they're doing what they can to get their own word out. Bless their hearts. Nonetheless, again, we invite you to do so. And with that, I think we've just about come. We don't have a call, and I think we've come just about close to our time. Constituentadvocacy.com. Again, please, I ask that you make a contribution. How much do I make? Well, you know, what do you have? Maybe a little bit helps. Okay? You can go on and make a secure contribution. We're using Anandot, which is one of the strongest servers out there for online transactions. From my understanding, they haven't been reached as some of the others have, but they specialize in nonprofit, church, as well as political campaigns. And it's out there. But all you have to do is go click on the link there that says, in our website, constituentadvocacy.com, link that says online giving. You click that, it'll take you directly to the page, and all you have to do is to submit your information. We'll get it, and we'll have that information to report accordingly to the Tennessee Finance. All right. Okay. Well, I respect the will of the people tonight, that no one desired to call, and I want to say to Miss G, Jane, let's dial. Love you like peanut butter, love jelly. and I'm sure that we'll get to that point where we share the word there. And that was her comment. Knowledge is key, and it very much is. You cannot beat knowing. You can't get a walk in the dark. The way you keep a person blind and in the dark is keeping them ignorant, not knowing. But when their eyes are open, songwriter said, I was once blind, but now I see. I didn't come to preach or nothing like that. I'm not preaching tonight. But now I see. Huh? Yeah. I was lost, but now I'm fine. That's what I'm talking about. You all know what I'm talking about. You understand it. You don't have to say, man, just say, wave your hand and say, hell. You understand? Anyway, that's where we are, and we're grateful for each and every one of you who have taken the time. Check us out. Brother Brown, all right, appreciate you. Brother Toyas, we appreciate you there. So what we'll do is we will we'll go ahead and wrap us up for tonight, and thank again all of you. Share this. If you're watching right now and you decide not to call, I'm going to take that person. No problem. Share this post with all your neighbors here in Nashville, Dixon County. Let them know that Reuben Dockery is your choice for Council at Large. Everything we say we want to do, we are happy to do it, but it can't happen without you. I do need your vote, need your support. And I thank you in advance for just that. With that, we leave tonight off of my good friend and the infamous Thelonious Monk playing the hit Straight No Chaser. We'll see you next Friday, 7 o'clock, for another live podcast with 2019 Council at Large. but not shut in. Be safe and be blessed.